Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Yo, you having sex?
I'm Christina Hutton.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm your fuck your boyfriend.
Bring us your slutty,
your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
Oh, hello, fuckers, and happy Halloween. It's spooky season. Unless you're a child of trauma, in which case every day's Halloween. You never know who's going to show up at your door in a mask or otherwise.
Ooh, emotional or physical mask.
They're equally scary.
So many masks.
Sometimes your mommy's eyes can go dead inside and you think she's going to murder you, and then you internalize it for the rest of your life. Welcome to a very spooky bonus episode of Guys We Fuck.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. We might slut shame today because it's Halloween.
All
everything's
shame
backwards.
All the sluts. It's Halloween. It's slut New Year's.
Who the fuck cares? This is only from Luminary. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show. We're drinking as we promised. When we do two episodes in a week, for one, we're just going to be tight. We can't very well do two things where we show up sober to work two times.
Yeah, what are we? Lame?
Yeah, write me an email about it.
I dare you. Sorry about last night, venue@gmail.com. That's our email address. So we're going to read some stories from you guys about scary, spooky times, not necessarily having to do with Halloween, but just, you know, terrifying sexual situations.
Ghosts and campfire stories of relationships past.
Yeah. What was your spookiest relationship story?
Oh, God. I mean,
I never had a guy show up at my door. I've shown up at his doors. And they were like, go away. And I'm like, you say that, but.
Show up at their door. I mean, I had stalkers in high school. I do, you know,
what does a stalker in high school do?
Just follow. He followed.
Like physically?
Yeah, he followed me around. And then
wait,
he
physically followed you around? Mm-hmm. Like the rhino at the end of the Jumanji parade.
Yes. And
wow.
And then he would always, like, in classes that we were in together that you could choose your own seats, he would always sit right behind me. And I could, like,
behind
feel him
you.
Breathing.
Oh, it's like that guy who Helga Pataki always punched in Hey Arnold.
Yeah, yeah.
He went
exactly. Yeah. That he kind of remind me of this person, and this person, mind you, has transitioned now. So very interesting.
Okay,
yeah, and
maybe that person sensed that you were open to you didn't give a shit.
Well, you know what? I didn't mind the stalking. This is where this person crossed me. One day at the time, he presented me with these Spice Girls autographs that he had gotten from me. And number one, right away, I knew that they were fake. Because
P.U., this smells stinky.
I know what the Spice Girls, each one of their signatures looks like. So
of course you do.
To even insult my intelligence in that matter already infuriated me.
Did you call him out immediately?
And then secondly, yes, of course I did.
He was probably very surprised.
I had been so patient.
That bitch faked.
So patient up to that point, and I believe I was like literally. I remember I was, you know, this is before cell phones. I was on the payphone, or like only some people had cell phones, and so I was on the payphone. I think like after baton twirling practice, calling my mom to tell her she could pick me up now, and calling your mom to pick you up was like Uber for us old people.
Yeah, I called my mom, but she didn't pick me up because she was asleep. And then that's when my crush on the teacher grew. Yeah.
And then I remember being on the phone and then him doing that. And I looked at them and I was
while you were on the phone.
Yeah, and I was so furious that I threw them to the ground. And I said, this isn't the real Spice Girls autographs. You think I'm an idiot? I was so mad are you going to come up to the number one Spice Girls expert in Union High School and fucking
fake
test
ass
my intelligence like that?
Were all the signatures similar?
Yeah, and then also,
so he did it.
It was on fucking ruled notebook paper.
What?
Victoria Beckham's not signing your fucking
wait. He just
notebook?
Presented you with a paper of all the Spice Girls signatures. That fucking idiot.
And at the time, that would have been worth like fucking $1,000.
Then they would have never done that. They just would have never done that. So what did he say? What did he say?
I don't know. He like mumbled under his breath, and I was like, "Don't murder anyone." But also never, because I was like, I was the way I am now. If anything, I've got actually like probably gotten a little more controlled.
Just Columbine.
But I just, you know, but I voiced to him not only that I was upset, but why I was upset. And so it was very clear
that's
that I was
good communication.
I was not upset that he had a crush on me. I don't mind that. You can have obviously have good taste. I was mad that he tried to fake something that I know a shit ton about
and think you were an idiot and would fall for it.
And also that that like you could kind of lure someone into liking you through these kinds of means? Like, yeah, that's not the way you get someone to like you.
Right, right. Well, that's very high school. I understand. That's very high school.
Yeah, I understand the tactic, but I was just so mad about, and I was like, oh, and I was like, I know he didn't know this, but I was like, my dad works in memorabilia. Like, I can
see. I don't mean him, Brian.
Like, I can see, number one, anyone in the collector's realm knows that a real autograph comes with a certificate of authenticity. So, mm-hmm. You know, don't, I'm an eBay queen. Don't fucking, don't fucking cross me.
Yeah, bitches. Dare you, bitch. Happy yeah. Halloween, you motherfucker.
Did I buy a towel that was used in a... in Charlie's Angels draped over Tim Curry? Yes, but was there a certificate of authenticity so I know that it's not just any cream towel? It was a cream towel that was on his buttocks. Yes, I do.
Wait, cream towel?
Like a cream colored towel.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant it had his butt cream on it or something. No, I was like, no. That's weird.
No, in the massage scene where Lucy Liu gives him a massage in Charlie's Angels, not to brag, but I own that towel. I hung it next to my bed.
Can't dock us for that one, Chad. It's facts.
I'll provide the fucking certificate of authenticity
that
to anyone.
That should be to anyone. That should accompany the promotional post that we do for this episode. Certificate of authenticity.
Oh, you want to fight me? Yeah. Okay. It hung next to my bed for all my childhood, like a goddamn dream catcher. And look at me. All my dreams are coming true.
Hey, I'm 32 and I still have my best actress award from high school hanging
there
up
you go.
In my loft.
Whatever
so
keeps you going.
My dick.
Whatever
yeah.
keeps you going.
You know, I had all these post-it notes around my apartment. I took them down because people were coming over, aka you, and I didn't even want you to see them. But
wow, yeah, how bad were they?
Well, they were just like, "I'm proud of you. Like, you're doing a really good job."
No, they were notes to yourself.
Yeah, of course.
I've done shit like that.
Just the most basic ass. Anyone who looks at you and isn't evil would say to you, you know what I mean? Like, just like this, like you're changing the world for the better, you know. And then, my mom showed up at my apartment unannounced, and I was like, well, this is spooky for sure.
She came trick-or-treating early. Yeah.
And then I was like freaking out. I was like, God damn it. And then I looked at one of the post-it notes and it said, "You are safe with a heart." And I was like, no, I'm not. It was hilarious.
The difference between you and I is that you're putting these loving notes around your house, and I also put notes up to myself. But like mine will be a note that's be like, "You're not." I was like, "You are fat, no matter what anyone says." But like, I don't look at it and get sad. I look at it and
go, "Motivation."
It's motivation.
Yeah, maybe I should try that.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Maybe I should try that
sometimes.
No, because that is good motivation.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Fat fuck.
You go, oh,
you fat, unfunny fuck.
Really phoning it in this year, aren't you? Is there a pandemic in your creativity, you dumb whore?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
I think it's so funny because number one, it'll make me laugh. And then but it also will put like, it will light a fire.
I used to have pictures of like Sports Illustrated swimsuit models in my old office, like my office. And then I would have them as the background of my phone to get me to not eat all the bread. And it worked.
See, this
but
is,
I gotta get some insults in there.
Yeah, these are things
you're
that
never
like,
be this hot.
You have to be
fuck.
Okay with yourself to use these tactics,
right,
listeners.
And I am okay with myself. Yeah. I wouldn't internalize it
because people would come over to my house and like be horrified at the notes, and I'm like, you just don't get me. I'm like, oh, looks like a softies in the on the premises.
Houston, we have a pussy. let's read. Okay, so let's read these emails. This one's short, so I'll read it first.
Perfect.
Okay, the subject line is squirting, but with blood instead of lady jizz, and it wasn't from my vagina. Ugh, been there. Hey, fuckers, my bone-chilling story I wanted to share is about sex and squirting blood. Ugh. Back in my poor college days, I used to donate plasma for cash. Me too, girl.
Oh my God.
Penn State. Before the Jerry scandal. Sometimes I would go with my then boyfriend to donate to the donation place. That's
Jesus, codependent.
Yeah, I know. You need to read codependent no more. It was like a fun little poor person couple date. Fun times. One time, a few hours after donating plasma, my boyfriend and I started fucking. You whore. Things were going swell. Then, while he was on top of me thrusting, I felt something sprinkle on my face.
Oh, boy.
And arms. I told him to stop so we could investigate. I didn't think he had finished yet. I mean, if his dick was inside you, he didn't. You know, you wouldn't feel it on your arms. And I'm not a squirter kind of gal. I was confused, to say the least. When we hopped off of me, we could see, when he hopped off of me, we could see that there was blood everywhere. On his back, on me, on the bedding, on the walls,
oh
everywhere.
My God.
Looked like a goddamn murder scene. The scab on the spot on my arm where the phlebotomist. What the fuck?
I don't know what that is.
Phlebotomist.
Sounds like a made up doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a student. Stuck me with a needle, didn't get a chance to really seal, and I had removed the bandage so I could fuck unrestricted, as you do. As it turned out, in the heat of the moment, my heart was pumping so hard that it broke the scab. I learned to never take off a bandage before I was supposed to. Oh, that one even had a fun moral to the story.
Oh my God.
Oh my, that'd be terrifying if I just turn the lights on and all of a sudden there's blood spots everywhere.
And blood does really squirt because it's really pumping through you.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
if it just gets an exit unannounced, it's going everywhere.
Blood has high dreams.
Phlebotomists draw blood for tests, perform blood transfusions, conduct research and run, or assist with blood donations.
See, I sold my plasma a lot at Penn State. And I never even had a scab. It was just like a, you know, when you get blood drawn, like it's not a big scab.
Right. That's why I was confused as to why there was so much blood exiting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn, that is spooky.
All right. This one is called My Boyfriend's Going to Be at the Birth of His Ex's Child.
Oh, spooky indeed.
Well, I mean, yeah. Hello, ladies. I'm reaching out to you guys because my insurance plan stopped covering the cost of weekly therapy session. Just kidding. Sort of. Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
The condensed history. I'm a 28-year-old female. My boyfriend is 42. There's your first problem. We met about 18
red
months
flag.
Ago.
There's your first problem, girl.
Yeah. Oh, we got a red flag on the 39 mark. Oh, we met about 18 months ago, just a couple months after I moved to LA, solo in search of more fulfillment in my career and happiness in my personal life.
And then you dated a 42-year-old.
Oof. I was like, you can find fulfillment in your career. Happiness, I wouldn't go to LA.
Yeah.
Unless you throw yourself off the fucking mountain.
Ooh.
I certainly was not trying to jump into a relationship and was entirely focused on my career move and soaking up LA as a fresh, young, independent gal.
Mm.
I had been single for almost 2 years at this time. We met on Tinder. Well, it's like...
Oh, so you were trying.
Yeah, I mean...
You're on Tinder.
If you look for a problem, you're going to find one.
No.
We met on Tinder as I was just trying to meet new fun people with penises to show me around LA.
With a dick.
We connected instantly, but I still kept him on the hook because I wasn't sure I wanted to settle down just yet. He was so patient and kind and understanding during this time that he eventually won me over. I was the one that made things exclusive about 4 months into us dating.
Aww.
We moved in together during COVID a year after we met, and our relationship has been the most stable and mature Aww. Relationship I've ever been in.
That's because he's 42.
Yeah, I was like, he's old. That's the only kind of relationship he can be.
It's like, I don't have many years left. I'm almost dead. I'll be nice to you, young lady.
The elephant in the room, my boyfriend, previously married for 5 years, but single for another 5 before we met.
That's good.
Is a private practice doctor with an office in downtown LA. All right, you got my ears.
Yeah.
And one in Irvine.
Ooh, big money.
They got money there. They got
and a Republican.
They got so much money, they voted for Trump.
Yeah.
As such, he spends 3 nights a week at his apartment near Irvine.
Where he fucks somebody else.
Totally. 100%. Oh my God. This
is like fucks a Republican.
He's like fucking
Irvine.
Uncut Gems. He's living two lives. Okay.
That movie's so stressful.
It is.
Oh my God.
That was a mistake to watch it on the airplane. It was a big mistake.
I wish I was sitting
I literally have to talk to, that's all I'm talking about with Kier Kier on Wednesday. I literally have a note to just discuss Uncut Gems with her.
Yeah, it's bad.
For the most part, I actually love being alone in my own space. It allows me to really stay focused during the week. Sounds like someone's trying to talk themselves out of their boyfriend fucking someone else in Irvine.
Yo, he got a bitch in Irvine and you gotta break up with them. You have a lot more to your email. Sorry, making assumptions. I am drunk. Don't get mad at me.
This is how this episode is gonna go. And he truly gives me something to look forward to when we get our weekends together. However, his office manager is an ex of his.
Oh, there we go. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, God. She manages something else.
His ball sack.
His dick. Let's call her Amanda.
Yeah, let's call her Amanda. Good name.
They started out in a professional manner. He hired her.
Yeah, right. Because he wanted to fuck her.
And he started hooking up, casually dating. Messy.
Yeah.
My boyfriend insists this all ended back in 2018. Mm. And they are once again strictly professional as he didn't see it going anywhere. Yeah. I get the sense this was not her decision. decision. And she still has unresolved romantic feelings for him.
That she should leave and get another job.
Complicated by the fact that she is running his medical practice behind the scenes and he is her boss. My boyfriend has expressed to me numerous times how integral she is to his business.
Yeah, uh-huh. Blah. The business of fucking my dick and sucking my balls.
Blah. Girl, you're getting had. To complete things further, she does not know I am in the picture.
Again, they are fucking.
Are you fucking there?
Fucking in Irvine.
Are you out of your
mind? That's an original
mind.
Chad.
My boyfriend insists this is because she is emotionally unstable.
No, no. Fuck your boyfriend, dude. Fuck that. That is what every man says when he's fucking somebody, yeah. That she's unstable.
Oh, she's crazy. She can run my business. He just can't know that I have a girlfriend.
Fuck you.
And he just, him, not oh you. My God. My boyfriend insists this is because she's emotionally unstable and he just doesn't discuss his private life with her except for when he's inside her. I added that last part.
Yeah.
I've told him so many times I want to meet her just to ease whatever shit is going on in my head about them. No, you don't. She will fucking put daggers through your face.
Because she's having sex with him.
Mm-hmm. Being together all day at the office. Fucking all day at the office.
Getting my balls licked. Bitch.
Oh my God. He's not a doctor. He literally just fucks. He rents a WeWork to fuck him.
A clear glass office that he has sex in.
I'm gonna write you a prescription for my semen.
You gotta swallow it.
One tablespoon. Oh,
God. A spoonful.
With a meal. The meal is eating my ass. Okay. Okay, so but he never follows through. As you can imagine, I see this as him protecting Amanda's feelings over my own, as it's deeply hurtful and frankly alarming that he doesn't want us to meet.
Yeah, because they are having sexual relations.
This is true. I mean, that being said,
my God, look at the next line.
Oh, I mean, I knew it was coming. The baby had to come from somewhere, Christina.
Oh, I forgot about the baby already. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, right. And it's so funny because, like, oh my God.
Wait! Keep reading. I'm going to shut up until you read because I just remember the subject line.
So, Amanda is pregnant.
That's his kid, bitch.
Boogie woogie with some random foreigners.
Oh, stop it.
Girlfriend.
Girl, he's pregnant with your boyfriend's baby.
You are 28 years
read
old.
Read that sentence. I cannot believe she typed this.
You are 28 years old.
I can't believe you typed this and didn't know.
Oh, God.
Girl.
We might need to fly this one in. Because this is
your boyfriend
the only
impregnated a lady who lied, and then he lied and said it was. Look at this sentence. It says with some foreigner's baby who fled the scene.
This is worse.
You dumb bitch. She's pregnant with his baby.
This is worse than the song "It Wasn't Me" by Shaggy.
Yeah, and that was bad.
We're in the narration.
You start my sleeping in the car.
He literally walks in. She walks in on them fucking,
and then he gaslights her right away.
And to follow the song, he goes, "It wasn't me," even though literally
he said
Chad,
it was.
And Chad, that wasn't enough song for us to be held accountable.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to keep that in there, Chad.
And then if you're apologizing for the pain that you've caused, obviously you're guilty. That was a quote. That wasn't a.
Oh my God!
Up,
back to the
Chad.
Beginning of this paragraph. I'm gonna tape this on my mirror.
Guys,
so,
listen to this.
Amanda is pregnant with some random foreigner's baby who fled the scene.
Can't believe you fell for that.
I mean,
you listen to this podcast and you fell for that?
This is dumb.
You dumb bitch alley.
Xenophobic.
And your address is one dumb bitch alley, dumb bitch town. 1696969. Your boyfriend got somebody pregnant and he's lying to you. Sucks.
Yes, I let it run through my mind that is my boyfriend's kid.
Thank God.
But I just know if there was even a slight possibility of this, he would be freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. That's why he's lying.
Yeah, and that's why he won't let you meet her. He is freaking out.
And probably would have left me and confessed to me by now.
No. No.
Oh, you.
No, girl.
There's a stranger in your house.
And it's the baby that's in Amanda.
I feel like Chad, because I sing it so off key that we can't we can't even actually consider that the song that I was singing.
I didn't even know you were singing it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I didn't know that was a song.
Oh, you don't know it?
There's a stranger in
I feel like maybe it's like Toni Braxton. It's like old school R&B. All right. Stranger in my house. Sorry, we're taking a second because Christina's laptop is about to.
I'm sorry, my mom tried to come into my house and gave me battery. My laptop battery don't work. So.
Oh, it's by Tamia Valmont, but she was basically trying to be Toni Braxton. Okay. So it's by Toni Braxton. You know, there's a whole group of people who are trying to be like the most famous artists of that time. Yeah. And for Tamia, it was Tony. Even the names, you know. Okay. Yes, okay. I let it run through my mind, blah, 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 that he would have confessed to me by now. Given how sensitive I am about the subject. What, fucking someone else?
Yeah.
My boyfriend sat me down and told me he was going to be there at the birth.
That is such bullshit.
Girl, this literally doesn't make sense.
That's his baby. That's why he wants to be there for the birth of his son or daughter.
I'm just going there to support my office manager as she pumps another child out of her vagina from a foreigner who fled the scene.
Donald Trump, you Irvine
Come
bitch.
On.
Go fuck yourself. Not you who wrote us. The man who impregnated somebody else.
So my boyfriend sat me down and told me he was going to be there at the birth and just wanted to tell me to give me some time to process.
Oh, break up with him tomorrow.
His side of the story, the only side I have. No, you have your own, which is the sensible side.
Yeah. And you have ours, which is pretty accurate.
Which is that you're a dumb bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. You're being a dumb bitch with this one.
Is that she doesn't have a father in the picture.
Wah.
Her family is not supportive and she's doing this all alone. Well,
yeah. You know how many women have done that? A lot.
So, of course, he is going to support her. Oh, God.
This is so fucked up.
If it was
do you not know?
If it was really a foreigner who fled the scene, she would have gotten an abortion unless she's like hardcore Republican.
Exactly. She's an Irvine, you dumb bitch.
She misses your boyfriend and she's using the baby to trap him. Why do I have to walk you through everything? Oh, my God.
This is wild.
We're on fucking email two. I'm three drinks in. I'm gonna have a fucking coronary. Okay. So his side of the story, she doesn't have a father in the picture. Her family is not supportive and she's doing this all alone. So of course he is going to support her.
Of course.
In theory, that's fine. Noble, even.
No.
You're using that word.
God, that's not accurate.
Real loosely. But given this history and the secrecy of our relationship, I can't help but feel tremendously hurt by this.
Because your instincts are kicking in.
Hurt because I know she is hoping for more out of their relationship.
Who just randomly says, hey, boss, can you come be there for the birth of my baby, please?
Can you watch my pussy rip open?
Actually, that might help the reader. You must make your boyfriend agree to be at the receiving end of the vagina during the birth process.
Oh,
and then you won't want to fuck her.
Hot tip I learned this week from a meme on Instagram, which is where you should learn all your facts.
Absolutely.
That the only reason women give childbirth on their backs is because it provides a better angle for the person, usually the man, to watch. But usually you should be in a birthing chair because it's not the most comfortable or safest position to have a baby in. But we just kind of... I am not kidding you, Christina. I'm not kidding you. I'm going to request... You know what? I honestly feel like I should get pregnant just to request the birthing chair. Hello, can I request the birthing chair? I'd like to call ahead for a birthing chair.
That is wild, because that's one of the reasons why birth takes so much longer and women get dosed with Pitocin more often than not, because you're not supposed to give birth laying down, you dumb bitch. It's gravity. Well, you're not dumb bitch, because the doctors, you would think, would know what's best.
You should be shitting that baby into a hole. You should be pushing it on the stool like it's a squatty potty.
This episode is brought to you by Squatty Potty.
They fired us because we stood up for Kathy Griffin, I think, right? That's why.
They fired us, I thought, because we made fun of them.
We made fun of them, sorry. And then they fired Kathy Griffin because
and then we made art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when Kathy Griffin had a mask of Donald Trump's bloody fucking head and everyone freaked out about that
babies.
Part? Oh, you bitch
little
boys.
Little babies.
Little bitch boys.
Okay, hurt because I know she is hoping for more out of the relationship and hurt because I can't help but think that him witnessing the birth of a human being with another woman, an ex, would somehow diminish our own experience if we were to have a child together in the future.
Yeah, which also, it's his kid.
Which you really should not. We cannot.
Do not get pregnant by this cheating motherfucker.
That is some powerful shit.
Mm.
You know what's the most powerful thing? That how dumb you are. It's really blowing my mind.
Honestly,
right now.
Girl, it is so obvious that that's his baby. I cannot. Are you fucking kidding me? I gotta say,
this is like a poorly written script by a first time mystery writer. I'm so angry right now at everyone.
Angela Lansbury when she was 16.
I'm so angry. My boyfriend will say, I'm just doing a favor for a friend.
That's
not my DNA. It doesn't mean anything. Oh my God.
That's not a favor. Witnessing the birth of a child is not a favor.
And
that means it's his baby. Copy.
The fact that he's literally said out loud to you, it's not my DNA, even though you didn't ask that out loud, is just, I mean,
it's him admitting it.
That's so crazy. That's like when OJ wrote the book, If I Did It.
I forgot. Dumb idiot. He definitely killed her.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's not my DNA. It doesn't mean anything close to the situation. If it were my kid, I did a medical residency in the maternity ward. I've seen so many babies be born, etc. How many of those were his?
How many of those were his? What does he do for a living?
He's the cum bandit.
That's gonna be the title. Something about a cum bandit.
Wait, Home Alone. What do they call? They call them the wet bandits.
The wet bandits.
This guy's wet with his own cum.
He leaves the faucet on his dick, and he puts it in all the women to have babies.
Oh my God,
this is wild, dude.
This is one of, you know what, Emily.
Damn, dude. Emily did a great job.
Emily, you did a great job. We asked her to find the scariest emails in our inbox.
And let me tell you,
and she fucking
did
it.
I'd rather relive my mom showing up at my house unannounced than and this happening to another person.
I'd rather date James again.
I would not rather date Steven. You're on your own, bitch.
I'm good.
Oh God. So where we stand now is I've told him to invite her over for dinner for a month now.
Let me poison her.
And he's delayed and delayed.
Yeah, because it's his baby.
I finally said, I think we should take some time apart while you decide. Thank you. While you decide when you're ready for me to meet her.
Okay.
That's,
okay.
I mean, still right. Dumb, all but right. At least it's progress.
It's on his, okay, yeah.
Because it's just really damaging my mental health.
Yeah.
And frankly, making me really sad thinking about the situation the longer it goes on.
Yeah, because it's his baby and she's fucking her.
I like that she's like trying to make friendship bracelets with this bitch. And meanwhile, it's like,
you know what? That's a tactic I would have done with, because I
have a cat for your new nephew, girlfriend. Oh God, I think it's a more
42-year-old junior. That's what the baby should be called.
I think it's a more than reasonable request. I'm not asking him to fire her. You should,
yeah.
Or not attend the birth.
I mean, you should dump it.
You should also do that.
Yeah.
I just want to
don't attend the birth of your baby fucking of the woman you're fucking.
I just want to fucking cook dinner for her, girl. The only thing you're gonna be cooking is the placenta.
Yeah.
And get to know the woman my boyfriend will be there for on the most important day of her life.
Girl, read that sentence in the mirror.
Oh my.
Are you kidding me?
God.
Are you kidding me?
I would love to get your opinion on the
situation.
Well,
you have it.
I know. We've been real quiet throughout this whole email, so it's going to be hard to interpret our feelings. Thank you for taking the time to read this. This took years off my life. You know what? So you're welcome. And for all you do to empower badass women everywhere, it's not
you.
It's obviously not working. It's not working.
He's fucking her, and that's his baby.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
That's wild, dude. I ain't even that naive, although I've been that naive. How old is she? She's in her
20s, 28.
Right? 28, okay.
And it's
still dumb. Still a dumb bitch.
28 is getting into unacceptable dumb bitch territory.
I know. After I was a dumb bitch till I was 29. Though.
After 25, I want to see some rapid growth towards not being a dumb bitch anymore.
Yeah,
everybody.
Well, we would like that.
Oh, my God.
Girl, that is his baby. It is so obvious. There is no way in fucking hell.
Mm-hmm.
A man doesn't even want to be there for his fucking wife's kid. For his kid. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're going to need to get a fucking DNA test. I don't care if it's you're using a dog
one. I just
took
a DNA test. Turns out my boyfriend was fucking his assistant.
Yeah, you're going to need to send something. Even if you use Wisdom Panel and you go Chihuahua, human, whatever it is. You're going to need a fucking... You're going to need
a baby born out of wedlock.
A lock of that baby's hair and some blood. Okay?
Yeah, so actually...
So take
your deal
from the last
you
email.
You say, okay, honey, if you're there for the birth, I'm going to be there for the birth. Because I would like to also participate in this glorious moment. And the second that baby comes out, just to have your scissors out and just take a lock of its hair.
I'm sure something's gonna happen with COVID where I can't be there. And also, during times of COVID,
what is that? The husband?
This email could be from another time because we did have her go through everything, but this is fucking wild.
Wow.
This is wild.
Wow.
Wild. This is, we've got a lot of
one of the most wild emails we've ever read.
Exactly.
Because like, that's his baby.
The only other one I can think of that was this obvious what was happening was the one where her boyfriend was definitely a homosexual.
Oh, yeah.
And my best friend who
they
is
didn't
gay.
Fuck. He didn't
I
fuck
mean,
me.
That one cracked him up.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, L-O fucking L. Yeah, girlfriend, your boyfriend, your man friend, your
cheating friend who will hopefully be your ex.
He
very
lives a
soon.
Separate life where he fucks, and I'm sure he fucks other women besides this other
Irvine
woman.
Irvine is a long ways away from California.
Uh-huh.
We've traveled it, and I've had to pee on the side of the road, side of the highway, because it was such a long distance because of traffic.
He's getting his dick wet
in Irvine.
He's the father of his ex's baby,
Amanda,
who's also his office manager,
who's also a person he's fucking,
and you're getting had. So you need number one, go get some STI tests.
Yeah, and also
and number
break
two,
up with that motherfucker.
Hit the road, girlfriend.
Hit the road, Jacqueline.
Yeah, and also like just knowing that this is happening in like Los Angeles, this is so like this is such a Los Angeles fucking dating story.
Well, I moved to LA to be in the big city.
Yeah,
and then my boyfriend was like, I'm gonna go be the president at my ex's birth, and I was like, that's weird, but okay.
You're the new hoe in town, and I love the self confidence that you think that a doctor's just gonna want to settle out down with an aspiring 28-year-old actress new to Los Angeles. But girlfriend, life doesn't work that
way.
In LA, if you're 28, you might as well sign up for Medicaid.
Your pussy's gonna fall on the floor any minute now.
You're done.
Your butthole you just got is booted barren.
You just got booted out of the Playboy mansion.
You're too old to be fuckable.
Hugh Hefner came back from the dead and said, no thanks.
Yeah, he did that just to say that to you.
Oh, God.
Welcome to
Hard
life.
Hard facts.
You guys, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. What? The best part is Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I freaking love that for everybody involved. I love Quince. You can get so many items on there. Their sweaters are so soft. I have this beautiful hunter green purse that I carry around all the time. I always get compliments on it. And I'm like, guys, it's from Quince, okay? It looks really bougie. Oh, I love it so much. Indulge in affordable luxury, guys. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365 days returns. That's quince.com, quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/GWF. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? Is it drained? You know, we wake up in the morning, we have a tank of gas, and then the tank gets depleted over the day. And therapy can really help with that, okay? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or your gas tank. I love therapy. I'm a huge advocate for it. Getting stuff off your chest alone is really helpful. But when you're talking to a licensed therapist that can actually give you tips and tricks and homework, it just makes it all the more better. And honestly, your friends will appreciate you not bugging them all the time. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief survey and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you could switch therapists every time because therapy, finding a therapist, it's like dating. They're not all going to work out. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/guys.
Poof. All right. Email subject line number 3. This is nice and short. Is he bored?
Yep.
Question. All right, you read that. Is he bored? Question. I'm too scared to fucking ask. My hubby came home one night with a penis pump. He's 39 and I'm 26. He doesn't need it medically. I mean, nobody does. I'm not really grossed out by it, but I'm lost and concerned. Why does he need one? Does this mean he is bored of me? Can't get it up. I feel like he's just dropping subtle hints that he is. Oh, wait, that he's bored of you. And this is a major one. Sincerely pressured by a penis pump. God, women just take everything as if they're failures. Hold on.
Right, a penis pump just makes something visually bigger. It doesn't actually, like, I thought it just makes you.
I'm going on Pornhub looking at penis pump because I don't know.
We're watching a video. It's kind of like ooh, that cinnamon lipstick that you put on your lips.
Yeah.
Like, it's not actually making your heart.
He's jerking
pumping.
Off.
Where's it's just penis pumping pump? Your penis. He already did it.
He jerked off?
No, he put the penis pump on top of that plastic thing. Was the penis pump?
Where?
I saw it.
Not yet. Yeah, but that was a thumbnail. Wait, he already came?
Oh.
Oh, and then he's putting the penis pump on.
To get it hard again or something? Maybe it gets it hard after you come.
God, his fingers are covered in cum.
The penis pump is just like a fun toy for dudes.
Yeah, girls wear vibrators
during bed, during sex, and that's because, you know, men can't find the clitoris. So, it might not have anything to do with you.
Yeah, you're 26. You're just not ready to get married to an old fucking fart.
I don't think she wants to get married to him.
Oh, my
hubby. Yeah, no, she already is married. Though they already
she already
married.
Made a mistake.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. Well, 26, huh?
And also, I will say, like, especially after 35, guys will start having
a little bit more problems getting it up. Not all of them.
No.
Not all of them. Most. There are some that can get them up. But a lot of them will.
All right. Well, a lot of them will have hard
And don't
times.
Take that personally. And also, don't be mean to them about it.
No.
But a penis pump is not what you use, unless you're a dumb male bitch, to get your...
Wait, is that what I thought? Wait, what?
You would want to use something real, like Viagra, something tried and true on the market. Penis pumps are like
using a penis pump nonsense. Can help a man get and maintain an erection. The device achieves this by creating a vacuum around the penis, which encourages blood flow to onto it. Once erect, a man can place a constriction ring over the base of their penis. This helps a blood inside. Okay. Well, I guess it is
anything
a Viagra.
I've read up about penis pumps is kind of like there are these, it's like a man's version of like hair gummy bears. Like maybe it's doing a little something.
It's a prayer. It's
but
a
this
thought
is not really what you want. Like if you truly have concerns, you want to go on a real medication like Viagra. Viagra's been on the market long enough.
Yeah, make your
or
dick
even
hard
fucking
forever.
Blue Chew, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. So it's a toy. And also like
Women use sex toys.
Yeah.
And it's okay. And when the man gets insecure about a woman using a sex toy, you know what I say? Go fuck yourself. So you know what I say to you? Get over it.
Yeah. And I mean,
he's not bored. He's 39.
It's not the boredness. He probably is also like insecure about the fact that
he's dating a 26-year-old, a hot 26-year-old,
that he can't
and he's
fully
old.
Like get it up anymore. Because I know that's like a really sensitive area for men.
And the penis is more mental than I originally gave it credit for.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
A vagina is very mental. If you're me, it's very mental.
Everything's not about you, bitch. All right. I got to pee again.
Okay. You want me to pause it?
I mean, oh, here's another classic. All right, this email says, I think my husband is gay, but I'm okay with it, maybe.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm looking at a photo, confirmed.
Yep.
He actually might be a lesbian.
Definitely gay, though, either way.
Hey, Corinna, Christina, I've been a huge fan of the podcast for years and love everything y'all do. I have an issue that I could use your advice on. I'm a 25-year-old female, and I have been married to my husband for a little over a year.
Ooh, you married at 24.
Yeah, but together for about 5 years. Eek. I can hear Corinne saying, break up already.
Break up. That's from Christina.
Ooh. He is a great guy in every way.
He's gay.
Mm-hmm. He's a good feminist.
Oof. Gay.
A liberal.
Gay. Love him, but gay.
In Alabama, which is rare, he has to be
gay as hell. Love the gays in Alabama.
Caring. Gay.
Gay.
Loving.
Gay.
Gay. Gay.
God, I wish I was a gay man.
And decent at fucking.
Gay.
Gay. I just hear fucking Kevin Meaney going, gay, 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 gay.
Yeah. Gay, gay, gay,
gay. Gay, 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 gay.
R.I.P. Kevin Meaney. I miss you.
But I found Grindr on his phone.
Gay.
Okay. Girlfriend, I can't even believe the email.
Gay.
I can't even believe.
Girl, you think he gay?
The email's going
on. Gay. What? He has Grindr. He gay.
Why is the email going on beyond this?
He gay.
Why are there more words that I'm seeing?
He was gay by seeing a picture of him, and then he had Grindr on his phone. Just, I mean, it's his his responsibility to be like, I'm gay.
Yes. A few months, ago, I thought I saw the Grindr symbol on his phone, but it was so quick that I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you were sure.
Also, why do you know? I don't even, I'm almost a gay man, and I don't even know what the Grindr symbol looks
Me
like.
Me either.
I didn't want to think about it, so I just ignored it and told myself it was just something that looked similar.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when your husband's gay.
Like a penis in a mouth.
Yeah. Or a butt.
Okay, but today he tossed me his phone so I could pick something to order food from.
He wanted you to know he's gay.
Yeah, and on the last page of his food order folder was the app. Yeah, he's desperately trying to tell you that he's gay.
I'm gay and I can't say it because I'm religious.
We're ordering hot dogs and cucumbers for dinner tonight. They don't go together, but I'm gay. there was no denying it this time.
Yeah, he gay.
I quickly went back and just ordered my food without mentioning it because I just don't know what this means.
He's
I have
gay.
Always wished that I had more time being single.
Well, your wish is about to be granted.
And I had more experience before I met him.
Well, don't
I only had sex about 4 times with 2 people before him.
About to be more. Who are gay, hopefully.
Right. I've also been thinking more recently, thanks to podcasts and lesbian YouTubers, that I may at the very least be bi.
Oh, maybe you gay too.
This is a real Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith situation.
Is you both gay? Wait, they're not both gay.
There's been rumors that they're that he
be gay for Jada Pinkett.
Again, all allegedly, Chad.
Allegedly, you hear that, Chad?
Let's not start
you
a rumor.
Can't dock us for that one.
Except
her boyfriend gay.
So on one hand, I would love to be able to open our marriage up
and be gay
and at least explore.
Gay?
girl, this is beyond
girl,
opening it up.
Girl, you both gay.
But on the other hand, I don't want to lose him.
Why?
Lose what? Your gay friend? You
yeah,
won't.
You be gay friends.
He's gay.
Fran Drescher's husband was gay and now they're best friends.
You'll be great. You'll be better friends when you like allow him
and honestly,
to not suffocate.
You should have himself. A kid together because you should. I would always wanted a kid with a gay guy. Because I'm like, we would both be great parents because we'll never get in romantic fights. And those are the worst ones that scar your kids.
Good point. I think we make a perfect team together. And that's great.
Because you're both gay.
Yeah, friendships. You mean Christina don't fuck?
Yeah, we're great friends.
And I would love to eventually make a family together.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
How can I bring any of this up without it feeling like I'm attacking him about his sexuality?
Well, you married a man under the idea that he wasn't gay.
Right.
And yeah. So he broke a vow.
Yeah.
That's okay. Because if you're in the South, what did she say? She's in
Alabama.
Yeah. So I cannot imagine how hard it must be to come out as gay in Alabama.
That being said, he didn't need to drag you into it.
Nah, he didn't get into a legal,
a man's still a man.
Legal kerfuffle.
We hate them all.
Yep. I don't care if you're gay, straight, whatever. You all suck.
I honestly don't care if he fucks other people. I just want to be honest about everything.
You
also,
just want to be your gay selves.
Yeah, I want to fuck other people too. Or am I just crazy for still wanting to be with him?
No, he's just gay and you want to have a kid with him and I get that.
Is he really just gay and married me because of what family and friends might think? I would really just love your thoughts on everything. Thanks. A loyal fucker, Megan. Okay. You guys are best friends.
Chad, she said we could say her name.
Yeah, she said that.
Okay, Chad.
You guys are friends.
Off my dick.
And he's a wonderful person. And you look. And the reason I know he's gay is because in both these pictures, you look like you're having a great time in your marriage. You genuinely look so happy.
Hey, girl, that means he's gay. No straight man has that good of a time in a marriage.
You guys are smiling ear to ear, enjoying each other's company you both don't want to have sex.
Honestly, you should have a kid together.
Yeah.
100%.
You even kind of look alike. You look like you could be brother and sister.
And both be gay or if you're bi or if you want to just explore, if you're bi curious, that's awesome. Tell him to be gay and you can be whatever you want to be. Yeah. And you can both have a kid together because you have this beautiful bond. Honest to God, I think that's a really good idea. And then there's no hard feelings because like he's gay.
Right.
And, like, that's okay.
Yeah.
And you might be bi.
And if
so
he's not
cool
into it,
that?
You just use the heterosexual woman part of your bisexuality and you say, you fucking married me.
You bitch.
So it's like, if you're not going to fuck me, you're going to make a baby with me.
Yeah.
You really hold it over his
Put
head.
Put that baby in my pussy.
No, but for real, like, you guys can...
You guys look really happy
in these
photos.
You can be friends. You can live near one another. You can even be roommates. But you
don't be married.
You should not be in a romantic relationship.
Yeah, because there's no romance if you're not... If he's gay.
Right. And, you know, I don't know if
and
in Alabama...
He might be bisexual. For sure he might be. However, I think he's gay.
Right. And if he's like... Listen, if he is... Yeah, so if you're both bi, you could have an open marriage. That's obviously a possibility. I don't think that's really the best. I think that's just more
just
time
be,
of kidding yourself.
Both be gay and have a kid together.
But right, like if he's, you know, if
obviously
he's in real
he
danger
you.
Socially or physically, certainly, and you want to stand by his side in this, I can understand that.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw him to the wolves, even though
even
though I do stand by the fact that I'm sure he knew he was attracted to men and it was unfair for him to enter this union.
Yes. So he roped you into that union and then you saw that Grindr app and you're like, wait, are you gay? And he's
so just because someone is kind of more of a minority as far as like being part of the LGBT
sexuality
community
than
you, that doesn't mean that they didn't lean on you and manipulate you a little bit. This is still not okay. And like, I mean, we do talk about that with Kevin Meaney in the episode.
Yes.
Like, so this is not like, this is not holding a man's hands as he figures out life and you throw away your what.
It's
like,
his job.
So please keep in mind, because I think sometimes we give gay men a more, like a little more passes. And it's not, and this is still fucked up.
Let me tell you something, girl.
Not
he
okay.
He had the wherewithal to download Grindr onto his phone.
Yes.
He can navigate his own fucking life, okay?
Yeah, because just
he
as much.
He didn't need your hand holding to download Grindr, did he?
Right. And we certainly, obviously have sympathy for people wanting to live an openly gay life in Alabama. I can't imagine what
that's
like.
Yeah.
That being said, you can be single. You don't need to drag a woman, another woman, an innocent bystander into this situation.
Absolutely.
That's not okay. That's not okay.
And not okay because he's gay. But however,
because you can usually find someone who you can openly tell them the truth and they will enter
like
a union with
dude.
You. Lots of people will do that. Like if you
I
want to get married.
I will do that. If you are a gay man and you want to have a baby with me, give me like 4 years. But like start friending me up. Because honestly, I want to have a baby one day and not until like a couple years.
Yeah.
And that was my idea since high school. And my mom, everybody thought I was crazy.
but I think I'm very smart, actually, to have a baby with a gay man. Mm-hmm. Because then we're never going to fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll fight about other things, but like when it's a romantic fight, it gets so heated and you fuck up your kids. Mm-hmm. You fuck up your kids so easily. So I actually think if he is gay, which he is, you guys should just be like, yo, you gay. I don't care. It's okay that you're mad about that because like Corinne said, he did drag you into his own lie.
Yeah.
But let bygones be bygones. Let's have a kid if you do want a kid. Did she say she wanted a kid?
I think she does. Yeah.
From so, and you guys do look so happy together. Like, yeah. Genuinely happy.
You have a great friendship.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So have a kid. A gay kid, a straight kid,
whatever comes out. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Ooh, I'm getting the short emails. This is great. All right. The next subject line is scary questions. Has true crime brainwashed me? Christina and Corinne. Like many white women, oh, I hate this already. I overly enjoy true crime shows, but over and over again, it's the same story. A woman getting killed by her male partner who she blissfully believed was perfect.
They usually have a heads up.
Yeah, there's some flags. As a mostly straight woman myself, I can't help but wonder, there's a lot of Carrie Bradshaw in this episode, if any of my past partners are secretly capable of cold-blooded murder. They are.
The fun one is.
What if I, yeah, the one that's the best in bed, definitely murders.
The one you can't stop thinking about.
Yeah. Isn't that a bitch, Lainey?
Knock, knock, it's me with a knife.
What if I'm as much of a dumb bitch as all the women in the true crime shows who don't realize they're dating a straight-up psychopath who has managed to convince the world they're a normal person? Statistically, I realize this is an unlikely scenario, and there is a lot of red flags I would probably recognize and go, hey, oh, hey, I'm dating a future murderer. Maybe I should bounce.
Are we talking about a serial killer, or are we talking about someone who's going to kill you because of domestic violence? Because if we're talking about the second one, statistically, you have a good chance.
Yeah.
Not so scary. I mean, happy Halloween.
Every day's Halloween if you're a woman.
Well, oh, I just realized that Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Halloween are both in October.
That's fucked up.
Coincidence,
I think. That's fucked up. Is it normal to process the possibility that every person you meet, especially the people you fuck, may be a future true crime special? Are we just like one missed sign away from being victims featured on a murder podcast? To clarify and be absolutely crystal clear, I feel totally safe and at no risk of being murdered presently.
Yeah,
that's
are you?
What, that's what all. That's what Sharon Tate said. Okay, that's what Sharon Tate said.
It's a real Tate. I like just using the word Tate.
That up, yeah.
You really Tated that up. Yeah.
But I always wonder if I'm alone and thinking about this. Honestly, I've never thought that until we were with. Hanging out in Denver, and we were
I don't know if he's out of that yet,
yeah.
But
well. Yeah, yeah. But
did you think
it was a guy we met? Yeah,
and you thought about possibly being murdered. Did you lock
and your, I was aroused.
Did you lock that your door that night?
No,
oh,
no,
you wanted it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
I've never thought a guy that I was fucking was gonna murder me, but I always casually think men I see on the streets are about to murder me and rape me.
See, I only
casually
thought
life of a woman
that possibly one of my exes would murder me when both my mom and my therapist brought it up.
Which one? Oh, that's the one I thought.
They both independently and without me saying
actually,
anything about it.
I take that back. I was present at my apartment when an ex-boyfriend and my friend was also present. We both thought he was about to stab me with a knife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was acting real erratic-like.
Yeah.
And holding a knife, which in retrospect.
They don't go together.
No. Why was he holding a knife?
You gotta slay something?
Oh, you know what?
I got a fresh baked baguette.
You know, can I tell you something that's spooky?
You certainly can.
I was reading my diary. I was looking through my diary because I was recording an episode of my solo podcast, The Voices in Our Heads. And I was trying to find an LOL diary entry.
Right.
And then I found an entry about when I was in college. And I said, and I quote, my boyfriend touches me when I say no. And he does things to me that I don't want to do. And I'm like, was I fucking raped and not no? Like, God
Christina.
Damn it. I wrote it in my diary. I got to show it to you after we start recording because I honestly.
We need to make like a trauma candy land for you. That's what I would like.
I would just slide to I win and I have kids and I'm married and I'm in love.
Shoots and ladders, but they're all shoots because every time
they're all knives I sit on.
Yeah, anytime trauma happens, you just have to slide down the chute.
Bum, bum, ba-dum. Oh my God. Honestly, I think I might have, I mean, I got to show you this diary entry.
Oh, God.
That alarmed me and I was like, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't lie in my diary except where I said my parents are the best. That's not a legal, Chad. It's an opinion.
That's so funny because, like, there are times, especially when you're like a young person who thinks they're gonna be, sorry, knows they're gonna be famous, that you like write.
That's me.
You'll write performative stuff in your diary
because
we spent too much time studying Anne Frank, and we think they're all gonna be published.
Yo, she masturbated so much, and she made me feel less guilty about masturbating so much.
Oh God. Oh my Lord.
Okay. Did I read this all? Okay. Okay, are you the only one who thinks that you're gonna get murdered?
I think about death every day, which I heard was not normal.
You have a coffin in your house.
Yeah, but
it's
a
shelf, but it doesn't matter.
Right. You know, it's made out of old barn wood, and I did
that
have and,
is a coffin that gets made out of when you're in the 1800s.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I get, you know, I did ask for that it be delivered in wrapping, and you know, everyone at my old apartment in Harlem did say, is that a coffin? And I said, no, it's an oddly shaped coffee table. I'm white. Just, this is something we do. You just try to make
a cultural.
People
knew it was a coffin, and they were like, bitch, you're weird.
You go, no, this is just something weird you don't know about white people.
We like coffins.
Wink, wink.
You fucking murderer.
Oh, God. Yeah. I was being real weird.
I'm a woman, so I always casually think I'm about to get murdered at any minute when I'm outside, when I'm in a new environment. But it doesn't bother me. I'm just like, maybe he'll rape me.
And also, like, there's no one specific in question here, so it seems like you're just like a little obsessed with your life.
I know. I think you're a little bored and you need a hobby. Someone needs to take up knitting.
Over. Pick up crocheting. Sign up for a masterclass.
Honestly, yeah. It's a good subscription.
I mean, and also I think there's very few times when there's not going to be a sign that someone is getting into, like, if we're talking about it seriously, into abusive behavior.
Yeah,
we're
talking about sometimes
constant
women
calling,
is blind.
Manipulation, gaslighting.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't see
emotional
it.
Abuse.
Sometimes they make out with in front of you, and you're like, nah, they like me.
Oh my God. Can't. I don't even know how to respond to that.
It's all fake news, guys.
Yeah. So I don't think it should be something that's like taking up your time. But I mean, when we talk about this a lot, as far as like, you know, first dates, you're going home with someone. Like, don't let them know where you live. Like, you know, too
you
soon.
You gotta play defense, and it's an unfortunate situation. But like, whatever. That's the world we're in. I want it to be better too.
Yeah. It's
but
like
you have to also, you know,
do you
want to
be empowered or alive? And these are the questions you need to ask yourself.
You either get empowered or alive. You can't.
I
have
pick,
both.
I pick alive.
Selfish bitch.
Every single time someone says, well, you want to be empowered or alive, I say alive every single time.
But you already feel empowered because you're confident.
I mean,
so you can have both, bitch.
But I mean, a part of the reason that I don't have one night stands is because I don't feel safe. And like, I remember,
dude, the amount of times I should have been murdered and I wasn't is honestly impressive.
Right. Yeah. You know, letting people in too early, romanticizing, like love bombing or getting to know people too fast and like obsessive. These are all red flags. And also
you miss them. Though.
Yeah. And like, keep in mind, the government, you know, it isn't really unfortunately going to help you in matters like this until something bad happens, in which case it could be,
you got to get murdered for them to give a shit.
Yeah, I know. So, and like things like restraining orders, like make sure if you need to get a restraining order against someone, like that doesn't expire. I'm in my head right now listing multiple people who I have one degree of separation from who have been murdered by an ex, or there's nothing in that, sorry, but
it doesn't matter if there was, this car was filled with shit and piss
by someone
Kevin knows
with unrequited, you know, who showed unrequited
well, the biggest
love.
The biggest enemy to a woman is a man.
Yeah. I mean, I had a tweet up, I think 2 years ago, that it was about statistically, I want to find my, this year I'm either going to like get married or get murdered. And statistically, like the second one's more plausible, something
which
like that.
It was
worded
yeah.
better than that. But truly, right. that is the thing. And like, I know it's not fun to think about, and I know it's scary. And I'm
well,
also
this is
someone
a spooky episode. So let's go.
Yeah. And I'm also someone who definitely like has a serial killer's coffee table book. And I am interested in those things. I'm interested in those things because I like to find out their fucking methodology and then beat them to the goddamn punch.
Ooh, and kill them first before they kill you.
Exactly.
Okay, I like the way you think. That's a woman about town, y'all.
But just know, like a lot of times, because women's Achilles heel so many times is our emotions, that's how men are going to sift through. So like, yeah, I don't think you need to be thinking about this all the time, but just like general safety should always be in play. You shouldn't be letting people know where you live. You shouldn't be giving people keys until they've really proven themselves. Like sometimes we give trust to men too easily. They need to, everyone... everyone, this men and friends, everyone in your life needs to earn your trust.
That is
true. You can give everyone.
They need to earn your the stories of your life. They need to earn parts of you.
You can give everyone you meet, you can give them maybe a small morsel of trust, not to be like an untrusting human being, but that big part of you, that big core of who you are and the things that make you tick. And
don't give that to a murderer.
Don't give that to a murderer. Are his shoes bloody? Does he take a shower right when he comes over?
Ugh, then he's religious and that's worse.
Does he have two cell phones?
Uh-oh, he cheating.
You might be dating a murderer.
Amanda, that's his baby.
Amanda.
That's Amanda's baby.
Amanda.
And your boyfriend's baby.
Oh, God.
Amanda.
On a lighter note, my sister-in-law tried to fuck me.
Ooh, tell me more.
Hi, ladies. Longtime fucker, first time writing in. Mm. It's not a good sign.
Nope.
I've got a bit of a sticky situation.
Sticky, indeed.
I could really use some advice.
Okay.
I love the first time writers because it's always like, I've been listening so long and I never thought this would happen to me.
Something so fucked up happened that I can only tell you. Yeah. And honestly, guys, I'm honored.
Now my life has spiraled so far out of control that you're the only two idiots who can help me.
Happy to be of service.
My two sister-in-laws, we will call them Abby and Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
I love that you
Abby
picked
and Chelsea.
Dumb bitch names.
Yeah.
Came over for Halloween, a gal's night, possibly useful backstory. They are married to my husband's brothers. We have been really close friends since we all met. Chelsea is going through a really shitty marriage and just a tough time in life.
Aw.
We were drinking. Abby and I had only had about 3 drinks and 2 shots. Only? I like that size. Only.
Only?
I'd be on the floor
bitch,
right now.
I'm in my 30s. I'd be in the ER.
Meanwhile, Chelsea is drinking everything in sight. Yeah, you don't usually take shots. Is drinking everything in sight very quickly and gets absolutely plastered.
She first
pulled her pants down and tried to pee in my kitchen.
That's hilarious.
Sounds like a good time, Sally.
Chelsea's fun.
Then when we redirected her to the bathroom, she came out, pants pulled down, and Abby had to help her pull them up.
Oh, I love Chelsea.
That happens. They are hard to get up. Then Abby was like, we should smoke. And Chelsea goes,
oh, Abby.
And Chelsea goes, or we could just fuck each other. Oh, Chelsea, you crazy.
That's not Corinne making it up. That's what the email says.
Literally.
Chelsea, you crazy.
I laughed because I didn't think she was serious. Chelsea starts playing with my dog, then acting
then
like a dog.
Oh, what?
No, she's getting into role play.
Oh, no.
Puppy play. She comes over to Abby.
Chelsea might have been abused.
And begins biting, kissing her knees. Then she stops.
Knees?
And continues. Well, she's at that dog level. Oh. And she continues following my dog around.
Oh, no.
Chelsea. Abby goes...
That's the worst way to find out someone was abused when they start barking like a dog.
Abby goes over to the window to smoke, and Chelsea immediately comes over to me and does the same thing, biting, kissing that she did to Abby. But then she fucking straddles me.
Uh-oh.
She starts kissing my neck and is hardcore grinding on me.
That's illegal.
I was absolutely frozen.
Yeah, me too.
I just sat there and put my palms face down on the couch.
Huh? Like you meditating?
I look over at Abby and mouthed, what the fuck do I do?
Good call. Good question.
We both just uncomfortably stare at each other for what seems like forever until Abby saves me by saying, Chelsea, do you want a hit of this blunt?
Oh, that Abby girl. I don't know if that's the best name for Chelsea right now.
And then that got her off me. She then passed out on my couch and didn't wake up till the next morning. When she woke up, she was like, I don't even remember falling asleep. Did I do anything or say anything bad?
That kind of reminds me of that guy that's like, I'm going to be there for Amanda's birth of a baby. It's from a foreigner who ditched her.
And in the shrillest voice, I replied, no. At the time, I didn't feel as icky about it because I was telling myself, oh, she just doesn't get a lot of love for her husband. She's going through a lot.
Her husband gay, too.
She's really, really drunk. I shouldn't feel bad about this. We went to a family event, and she was there, and I began to just have the worst feelings, truthfully feeling like a victim of sexual assault. So what the hell do I do? I really don't want to talk to her about it. I would love for it just to sort of disappear, but
wouldn't we all love for it to just fucking disappear? That's not how it works.
But how do I become okay with it and move on so things don't feel awkward when we're all together? Thank you so much in advance. Love you both dearly.
I'm Chelsea. You tried out my leg and while you were a dog and you were kissing and biting my knees. What?
Well, how old were they?
They don't say.
Yeah, I mean, they're
in-laws, but who knows? You know, with these emails, you could be 22.
Right. I mean... It's interesting because I thought this email was going to end with you being concerned about the way this person acts on alcohol when you're not around them, when someone safe is not around them. I, of course, don't want to tell you how to feel about your own sexual assault or sexual experience. That being said, there was no actual, like, I mean,
I could absolutely see her humping your leg and acting like a dog as being wasted.
Yeah, and being like, and being a really weird and uncomfortable thing.
And that's, hey, that's weird and uncomfortable. Right. Do not get me wrong, girl.
And again, I don't want to tell you how to feel, and your experience is your experience.
It's just odd. But it's odd and shocking.
She, you know, like, she didn't, according she to didn't this email, she didn't touch, like, she didn't, you know.
Well, she kissed and bit her knees.
Right.
And that's just kissing strange, someone on the neck, man.
It is strange. And not that it's.
To me, that says, did you endure abuse as a kid or something? And that maybe a boyfriend in high school. Yeah.
I don't want to take away anything from your experience. And it's certainly something that you could talk about with a therapist.
I mean, I do. This is, it's more her. The demon is with Chelsea.
Yeah. But I'm, in this email, I got to say, I am more concerned for Chelsea. This behavior is erratic.
And you're right to feel weird.
Yeah. And like, you know,
I think she feels weird. Because it's weird. Because like when someone does something that's like violating your body, one, when it's another woman, it's like, oh, should I even feel weird about that? First of all, you feel how you feel.
Sure.
But I think you're I wonder if you are
misplacing the feeling.
Yeah. And I would feel fucking weird as shit. Mm-hmm, and I would never forget what happened if that happened to me. But it wouldn't be because I was violated. It would be because what the fuck happened to you that's what you're doing,
right?
And not in like a blaming way, but like in more in a curiosity way, to be honest.
Yeah. And especially because of your relationship, this is someone you know well, this is someone who
who's I'm part of your family,
who has,
for now,
you know, not sexually but certainly touched parts of your body. And in your email, and I you could be leaving things out, but like, you know, she's not putting her, she's not touching your vagina or your breast,
yeah.
I mean, because Corinne's got her titty squeezed
and
by
that didn't
a fan,
bother me,
and it didn't, but if it
but
was
that's
me
why I don't want yeah, and that's why I don't want to project, you know, because I am
right, and it would
very
bother
laid back
the
about
stuff
fuck
like
out
that.
Of me. If a woman pinched my nipple, I'd punch her in the face.
It bothered me because it frustrated me that after years of listening to this podcast and saying you're a fan of the podcast that you would do something like that so haphazardly. It didn't bother me in that, like, it didn't, like, it felt like invasive, but just like it felt invasive more just because I had a hangover and I had said on stage that I didn't feel good. I didn't really I don't want people touching my tits, but like it didn't traumatize me or make me feel like I didn't have control over my own body. I think I felt actually showed great control by not fucking punching her in the face.
Well, I was gonna say my reaction, because it wouldn't traumatize me, but it would absolutely make her punch me in the face. It would make me punch her in the face.
And so that's me. And again,
so maybe what happened, what Chelsea did to this writer, it was a similar type of feeling,
right? And so I think it's I would just ask you to re-explore the feelings. And are you just maybe misinterpreting, because I'm guessing
maybe you haven't
been assaulted.
Maybe she has a dog kink, this girl Chelsea.
Oh, it's
and
a real
she,
thing
she, exactly that's why yeah. I'm saying that, and she doesn't even know how to process it, so the only time she feels it's safe coming out is around women and when she's drunk.
Yeah,
so that could be a very real possibility.
Well, she's bisexual and hasn't been able to explore it.
Chelsea,
you know,
are you okay?
Or sometimes, I think
people
that
people just act weird on when they're drunk. I'm drunk right now, kind of, and I'm being a little loony.
Yeah, or you just get a little bit more like touchy feely with people who you love. Or sometimes, you know,
I've never done that.
The lines between romantic love and friendship love can be blurred a little bit. Like all of these things happen. I've seen all these things happen before, and I think it's just take a step back and kind of like relook at the feelings. And you know, if you really do feel like you were sexually assaulted, which by definition, and you were.
Yes. Yeah.
You
yeah,
were.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I don't want to take that away from you. You know, definitely, I think you should speak to her, and you probably should speak to a therapist.
I know you don't want to speak to her. You just want it to disappear. But girl, that's what I want too, and that's not how
that And there's
goes.
Different ways to speak to people about things. You don't have to, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
there are. Yeah.
You can talk about it immediately.
What if a girlfriend humped your leg when she was wasted and then tried to bite and kiss your knees? Would you say anything to her the next day?
I would make fun of her a little bit, but I wouldn't, you know. Because when I do, like, you know, if I do crazy, like, it's so weird because also people interpret things differently, especially if all parties are drinking, because I certainly have asked like, oh my God, did I do anything crazy? And like then the yeah. things I hear back are like, not crazy, you know?
Right.
Or, you know, I have a history of making Instagram videos when I'm drunk and I look back at them.
My butt looks yum, yum, yummy. Right. Fuck everyone.
And like my punishment to myself is that I'm not allowed to delete them. I have to leave them up for the full 24 hours or like whatever I post, I have to leave. And a lot of times I'm just like kind of being annoying. Like it's not, you know, it's just like it's not.
I wouldn't even say that. You're
being
fun.
I'm not doing anything crazy.
Right.
I'm just being
like
kind of irritating or weird or like, you know, certainly like, you know, like maybe like, hey, my skirt's up or something, but not like on purpose sexually.
A comedian touched my boob the other day. And honestly, I was like, whatever. I don't care. Like,
right.
Yeah, because I knew the person. I knew him. And I was like, yeah, I don't, whatever. Like I am very easily like on alert. And I was like, yeah, whatever. So you were
and
on
that person also like saw that Christina was upset and like was like,
okay. I was just weirded out. I was like, huh?
And like made a note to themselves like, oh, I fucking need to control myself and realize
and
that
it's
like,
fine.
Yeah.
So, but also, I don't think that person was drunk yet.
No,
anyway.
He wasn't. He was just being him.
He's just being weird. And he's a weirdo. And I know that. So you know this woman because she's been your sister-in-law for quite some, for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe this was so out of character. I'm assuming you got drunk with her before.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if this is the first time this has ever happened. There's a couple questions I have.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, there's no harm in going, hey, yo, this is weird. But the other night when we were all drunk, you humped my leg and kissed my knee. And then I just, what was that?
And I think following it up with like a, is everything okay? At home, you okay?
I just want to make sure you're good.
Just like, you know.
You just say it's casually like that.
And
are you
just
good?
You know, saying like, you know, it's also.
It's cool.
Protection for herself. Like who else, you know, because like, it's like, you know, every time you're getting drunk around someone, it's not always going to be like a safe and understanding party.
Right. So if I was doing something drunk around a person that I wasn't aware of and that I would be potentially mortified over, I'd want to know.
Yeah, because I think the one thing that the Me Too movement sometimes lacks is
nuance.
Like knowing the people. So it's like, it's not that it's okay for just anyone to grab your boobs,
because it's not.
We do in life have different levels of relationships with people, and especially like theater kids, like we are.
Oh boy, like there's a lot of boob
there
touching.
There are heterosexual men who I really would be fucking totally comfortable grabbing my boob, and I know it didn't mean anything more.
Me too.
And then there would be other people who I would be like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Absolutely.
And that has to be part of it. So you, and it's hard because there needs to be real clarity.
I know, and I hate when people say gray areas are rape culture. I understand if people use gray areas as like if a guy used it was a gray area. Yeah, okay, you're just making an excuse for yourself. But there are like different people have different meanings in our lives.
Yeah, and what tier of friendship are you on? You have more access depending on what tier you're on.
And it's just the same thing for the person who wrote this email. If you were truly so upset and shocked and kind of shook from this, then you deserve to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you weren't, that's okay too. We've had so many people email us and be like, I was raped, but I don't feel traumatized. Is that weird? I mean, and I'm like, you handle it how you handle it.
Yeah.
So you need to allow women to handle things how they handle it individually. And it's a case by case basis.
Right. Yeah.
And if they're fucking upset and they feel violated, you fucking listen to them, motherfucker.
Yeah. And I think
it's
all things that you can discuss. Like, it's not like this woman doesn't need to go to jail, but like, just have a conversation with her.
Yeah. And be like,
a conversation really can clear up so much things.
Yeah, and there's
so many things.
So much things. I didn't even pick that. That was like normal English to me. My white trash ass. Yeah. You can and just rehearse the conference. Like, just be like, yo, girl, the other night you got down and you started barking. And then you were humping my leg. And that kind of made me feel weird. Is that something you do? What the fuck was up with that? There's no harm in saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is you, right?
I think so. Oh, another picture. Is this guy gay? Hey, Corinne and Christina. Loyal fucker, as they say, love you.
Was this your subject line?
Oh, sorry. So, the subject line is, afraid to ask, did I cheat on my boyfriend? Should I tell him?
Yes.
I don't know yet. Yes, no is my answer.
Let women be on top of something for once.
If it was one time, it's not worth the drama. Man can't handle it. Hey, Corinne and Christina. Loyal fucker, as they say, love you, ladies. Thanks for all that you do. Please come to D.C.
I love D.C. improv.
You know, the huge virus that's going on in the world stops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little backstory. My boyfriend and I recently moved in together. I'll just take a moment of silence for the end of your
life. RIP for your sexual pleasure.
And it's been amazing. Okay.
For now.
I'm 28 and he's 30. Well, that's good.
Oh, that's a good, actually. Good for you.
Proud of you.
Not a dumb bitch.
Previous to living together, we were in an open long distance relationship for 6 years.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Well, and then he still moved in together after all that. That means you really like each other.
Yeah, or he's, you know,
gay.
Doesn't make as much money now. Which was a request of mine.
A roommate.
Due to not seeing each other often enough, let's be real. I didn't want to waste my early 20s not fucking. That's
Wait,
fair.
Were you in an open relationship though? You could fuck.
I don't know.
All right, keep going.
We had a don't ask, don't tell policy, but I know it was one sided on my end. In terms of hooking up with other people. Oh, weird.
Oh, okay. So the girl getting more dick than the guy getting puss. I like this story already.
Over the 6 years, I dated all different types of guys. Some one night stands, but I also dated guys for a handful of months at a time, the longest being a year. Because we were never established clear boundaries, I'm afraid he may see them as cheating, regardless of my commitment and love for him and him only.
Whoa.
Now that we are living together and also living in a pandemic, we are living more of a monogamous lifestyle, mm-hmm. and I don't miss fucking other dudes as much as I thought I would.
Nice.
And who knows what the future holds, you know?
True.
Now for the question, should I tell my boyfriend about some of these longer relationships I had when we were long distance? No.
No. All right, next subject line. Chlamydia from a ghost and pregnant ex. A dumb bitch story. Oh boy, here we go. Hello, ladies. Just wanted to say I saw you in Tempe, Arizona, and you guys killed it. I'm a loyal fucker who's been listening nonstop since I stumbled upon the podcast 2 years ago. Thank you for all you've done to help normalize women's sexuality. I can say that listening to you ladies has helped me tremendously in that aspect of my life, so think all. Anyways, I have quite a story for you guys. Here it goes. It's a little lengthy, but it's worth the read. That's her, not me. Okay, my name is Erica, 25 years old. I am the dumbest bitch of them all. Oh, hell yeah, girl. You know who you are, and I love it.
The first step to be, you know, healing dumb bitchery is to be admitting that you're a dumb bitch.
Yeah. So proud of you, Erica. It all started when I met Jack on OkCupid, as it always does.
Hate it already.
After not having sex for 6 months, oh, you poor thing, I was just looking for a friends with benefits situation to try and get back out there. Jack raised my many red flags throughout our relationship that I chose to ignore, probably because he was the first person to make me orgasm ever during sex. And that's a big one. Was very kinky, again, huge perk, and had all the qualities physically that I look for in a man. Back to the red flags, though. Oh, you dumb bitch. Yes, let's go back. You're an aware dumb bitch, which makes you a smart bitch. First being, I got chlamydia after raw dogging it with him when he assured me he was tested and clean. I made that dumb bitch mistake of agreeing to not use a condom after a little while of getting to know him, under the agreement that if we fuck anyone else, we'd let the other know.
I actually don't think that's a dumb bitch thing.
Asking
for paperwork is like not really something that's going to happen in real life. So like after you build trust with someone, if you had a conversation about it, which was good and very responsible of you, if he still had chlamydia,
he's a liar and an asshole.
Yeah. Or he actually didn't know, but he's still lying about sleeping with other people.
He successfully gaslighted his way into making me think the previous guy whom I'd slept with 6 months prior with the condom must have given me chlamydia, or that the results were wrong, or it must have been Casper the fucking ghost, right?
It's a faulty chlamydia test.
That never happened to anybody. He had told me he got tested after I told him, and he was still clean and hadn't been with anyone else but me. How can he be clean if we fucked without a condom and I had it?
And just a heads up, I know people have a problem with the language clean. We're reading the email as it was sent to us.
Oh, people have a problem.
Yeah,
with
you're
that?
Not supposed to say clean as because it's like
it's replying.
It's shitty to people who have STIs, and we know that.
I mean,
that.
Just have better self-confidence and know that just having an STI doesn't make you dirty.
Yeah.
And anybody who tries to convince you otherwise is a dumb bitch. He responded to me to that with, quote, I must have a good immune system, I guess.
Ugh. I
don't know. However, he convinced me by showing me a screenshot of his results. Okay, well, that's pretty good evidence. Looking back, I think he must have shown me fake results.
Yeah.
God damn it.
He went to rawdogger.com.
I was going to say, can you Google fake chlamydia results
real
quick?
Yes, of course.
Nonetheless, I took him back and I told him we have to be exclusively fucking each other only if he wants to continue, and he must get tested again just in case. Good boundaries. So fast forward, we are seeing each other more now, and the next huge red flag he presented itself. Every night he had to go to his quote sister's work around midnight to 2 a.m. to help her since she felt unsafe working at a motel in a bad area all by herself. God, I'm glad you called yourself out before we did.
Oh, man, there's just pages full of fake results and or things that you could Adobe Photoshop results into, like blank sheets easily.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, well, okay.
I love technology.
Me too. All right, so get this. I don't know if you hear this part. Every night he had to go to his sister's work around 12 to 2. Okay, to help with... Well, okay.
I just have to make my sister come so she can go to sleep.
Sorry, I'm a great brother. So he'd come to see me and always have to leave around that time to go help his, quote, sister. Not only that, but he'd be constantly checking his phone and texting his sister while he was with me. Oh, he really fucks his sister. That part I added.
God.
Even stopping during sex to do so at times. Okay. Girl, you properly diagnose yourself as a dumb bitch.
Yeah, this is why you have the cases running rampant throughout your body.
Every night he had to go to
the head to the heart to the pussy.
To his sister. Every night he had to go to his sister's work around 12. Okay, wait, I already read that part. Not only that, but he'd constantly be checking his phone. Okay, and texting his sister while he was with me, even stopping during sex at times to do so. Whenever he'd take her calls, he'd leave the room too, because it wasn't his sister.
Yeah, you know those secret sister brother calls.
Yeah, I called my brother this morning when my mother was at my doorstop and he did not need to go into the other room because we're not fucking. His rebuttal to all this was, quote, we're just really close and like to keep tabs on each other. And I normally leave the room when I talk on the phone to be polite. Did I mention I'm a dumb bitch? LOL. She said it, not me. There were plenty of more red flags, but the list is too long. So I'll cut to the good part.
If he gets his sister pregnant, I'm going to be very irritated.
And then if he tries to deny that it's his baby as the fetus comes out with glasses. I was finally sick of being strung along because I developed pretty strong feelings for a guy who's fucking his sister. Oh, and God. So did he. So he said, but wasn't really ready for a relationship.
Because he's already in one with his sister.
Yeah, he's fucking her. So I decided it was best to end things and move closer to my work, which would drastically limit the opportunity of us seeing each other anymore.
Good for you. Concentrate on that career. Goal-oriented. Mm-hmm. I like it.
We planned to spend one last night together before I moved and pretty much end things after that.
Seems like he was really okay with it.
Yeah. Very okay with it. Enough to get a boner. That's how you know. So when he goes to leave my place, I started my goodbyes, to which he seemed unfazed because he's fucking his sister, and said, quote, well, I could still come see you. It doesn't have to be goodbye. He did this a couple times before and I just felt like I would get stuck in this loop again. You're right. So I decided that if he was going to reel me back in again, I needed to find out if he was lying to me and if it was really his sister at the motel.
Motel?
Really, girl?
That's another fact.
Mm-hmm. That's another red flag.
Yeah, I just have a sister who I have to talk to privately who works at a motel.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whore that he fucking.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and this is underlined. Right then, I decided I was going to follow him after work that night to see where this goes.
This
see
is
where
the
he
girl
goes.
We raised?
Yes, bitch. You follow him, bitch.
This is how we raised you.
So that's what I did. God, we really did raise this listener well, I gotta say.
Oh,
she admitted God. She was a dumb bitch right off the start, and then she goes into stalking. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I know it makes me seem crazy. No, it doesn't. But I was crazy at this point. No, you weren't. I constantly felt gaslighted by him, and I needed to know before I could continue. So I followed him that night. He went to the gym, which was typical. He would take me there all the time and leave to his sister's work after.
If I
God,
the word
he really
sister
fucks his sister.
One more fucking time.
I parked my car a little ways away so I could still see his car, but he wouldn't see mine unless he was really looking. Good man. He's a man, so he won't. I wait for a while, and then I see him leaving the gym with another woman.
Bing, 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 bing.
And get in the back seat of her car Was it his sister? Which was coincidentally parked right next to me.
Uh-oh.
Abort, abort.
God so does give many gifts.
So I'm freaking out and reclined my chair all the way back, hoping he doesn't spot me.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, and then they start fucking. There was no mistaking it. Her car was shaking very hard back and forth. I wanted so badly to knock on the window because even though we agreed we were no longer exclusive, there was literally not even 24 hours since he was even inside me and he's already fucking her and probably not for the first time.
Yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
You right. I'm sorry. You're a smart bitch.
God, a knock would have been hilarious.
You look in the mirror and you say, you almost smart bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a feeling that there was more to find out. And if I interrupt him now, I won't find out who is at this motel.
Ooh.
I am so proud of this writer.
Yeah, you really control God yourself in a damn moment that in a moment of knocking.
Yes, mm-hmm. You are the badass girl.
Yeah.
So I wait for him to finish. So sweet. And then follow him to the motel to which allegedly his sister works at. I park a little far, so I wasn't obvious, but I can see him getting out of his car and greeting someone who doesn't look like his sister. I've seen pics. But also
a long time for someone so obsessed with his sister to have never met his sister.
Here's a twist. You ready?
Yeah.
But also happens to look 6 months pregnant. Oh, hell no. I was so shaken up. So I had my friend call the front desk and ask the mystery girl a couple questions about the motel. You could do that. Pretending she wanted to book to try to get this girl's name.
Oh.
Huh?
The receptionist, I guess the receptionist is the pregnant one. Maybe that's what she's saying.
Oh. Keep in mind, this is like,
because usually when like you call a motel, like, and it's like, hi, Corinne speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Keep in mind, this is like 1 a.m., that's what true friendship looks like. Well, shocker, it's not his sister. So I go and confront him because I knew he'd make up some lies if I brought it up later.
Nice.
God, you're smart.
Nice.
So I gather the courage to walk up and knock on the door. Good for you, girl. Since it was locked, being so late. And he goes to answer and sees it's me. I tell you, deer in headlights. God, I've been there, my friend. I have been there. So he doesn't let me in and comes outside and shuts the door behind him because he's fucking the sister. And here's how the conversation went. Him, what are you doing here? How are you here? Me, who's in there with you? Because I know it's not your sister. Him, it's one of my sisters.
Oh my God.
Me.
He's from
really?
A large family.
Because she looks pregnant. Him, I mean, I don't know. Me. It's not your sister. There's no Katie that works there, but there is a Gabby. He deflects. Him. Why are you here? Did you follow me? Me. Yup. And guess what else I saw? Him. Oh, that was a girl from my English class. That was the first time we hung out. Oh, you fucked her. Yeah. Sure. Oh, God, she included a picture of this stupid piece of shit who looks like what the movie star does he look like, but a B-D game version?
He kind of looks like Kirill.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Well, you get the point. He eventually confessed that was his ex and that she's pregnant and that it's his.
But says
it's his, but he doesn't remember sleeping with her, so he's not convinced he's the father.
God,
men make up the stupidest lies because you're all stupid little dumb bitch
fucking
boys.
Fucking God.
And that he hasn't been with anyone since we've been together. Liar.
I mean, Houston,
we got a liar.
Oh my God.
They are just close friends. Who fuck? And he's just making sure she's safe.
Oh my.
That's like that guy who wanted to be there for Amanda's baby.
Oh,
it's his
my
baby.
God.
Whatever. I got sick of hearing him talk at that point and left. Shocker, the baby is his DNA. Confirmed. Mm-hmm. I didn't confront her because I could tell he'd make me out to be the crazy stalker. I mean, how do you know
it's his
DNA?
And he probably lied a bunch of shit to her, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But how do you know it's his DNA? I'm curious. And didn't want to stress her out. That's very nice of you. Uh-huh. She saw me and I'm sure questioned him after as to what that was all about. And probably has her own red flags noted about him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's my dumb bitch story. I've learned to trust my instincts because they are pretty spot on. Girl, I'm proud of you. My dumbass with him. Oh, okay, so this is a photo. My dumbass with him at the same gym a few weeks prior to the story. He's a wannabe Liam Neeson. That's what
Neeson's the old one.
I just truly,
Liam Hemsworth.
I read the last name. I said another last name.
He is a wannabe Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth. He looks like Miley Cyrus's ex-husband.
Yeah. Who's also a piece of shit. Who's also a piece of shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just never appreciated Miley for who she was.
She was just being Miley.
Or let her be her. And I really like that.
You
really,
gotta let Miley be
that
Miley.
That really resonated with me.
If you don't
me.
Let Miley be Miley, go fuck yourself.
Is that all eight? We did all eight?
Yeah.
Oh, look at us. Oh, my God.
God.
These were so fun. It was just so fun to hear these that I wanted to
I
keep
can't
going.
Believe. Oh, yeah, that was eight. No, that reminded me of a time where I had one boyfriend who cheated on me. It was the most recent one that I know of.
Right? And I would always say that. And then, like, things yeah. are revealed.
You, no, 100%. You go,
I would always be like, I've never been cheated on that I know about.
Yeah. Who knows?
Probably everyone cheated.
Yeah, it's fine. That's what just don't tell me, you piece of shit. Leave it alone, you know? The ghost of our relationship is dead. Mm-hmm. Let that die as well.
Yeah.
There was a time where I had a boyfriend who lived in my building. Not this building, another one.
Oh, I know this one.
Uh-huh. Wow. You never met him, but I think he's hot.
I feel like I know him.
Ugh, he was sexy. And it was the first dirty sex I've ever had. It was great.
Yeah, he looks like he doesn't bathe.
Nope. And he has, you know, a framed weed leaf, marijuana leaf over his bed. So that's how you know he's a real catch.
You're speaking my language. Mm-hmm. I call that a businessman.
Well, he was a businessman,
agriculturist,
because he was having sex with his ex-girlfriend the whole time. After he brought me over to her apartment, she moved in a block away from him. He moved to my building to get away from her, allegedly. And then she moved a block away from him 6 months later. Oh, no coincidence. And he's like, he basically was like, you know, we have dogs together. Come over with me. Meanwhile, I wasn't even like, fuck you. This is weird. I didn't even say anything that was weird. And he was like, I mean, come over if you don't believe me. I'm like, don't believe what? I didn't not believe you in anything. And I went over to inside her apartment and he fed the two dogs that they owned. And then actually, this was on Halloween. It was on Halloween night. We broke up and then got back together. And then on Halloween night, we spent the night together. I mean, he lived in my building. But like, we were on the way home after a Halloween party. And I had his BlackBerry. That's how old I am.
I miss my BlackBerry so much.
I have my old BlackBerry. And then I got a text from a girl. And it said, hey, baby, what are you doing tonight? Where are you? Come see me. And I was like, I'm sorry. This is Christina. Chris's girlfriend? And then she was like, huh? And then she called his phone. And then I was like, can you text me? Because he's asleep and drunk and passed out in the back of this cab. And then she texted me. And I was like, here's my number. Women helping women, right?
Yeah, that
and then
cool
she was like, I have BBM screenshots that you cannot fake, which you are correct. You cannot fake BBM screenshots, at least at that time. And she came over to my home after he was passed out upstairs, the apartment right above me. He was passed out drunk. She came over to my apartment and showed me the BBMs. And I was like, she showed it to me on her BlackBerry. So mm-hmm. I was like, girl, you ain't lying. You've been fucking. Also, fuck you. I hate you. Get mm-hmm. out of my home. And then I ran upstairs. She followed me. And then I hit him. No, I didn't hit him. I pushed him against a wall. And then she was like, don't do that to my man. And I was like, oh, your man? Well, he is now. And waking a man up out of a drunk slumber when it's you and the woman he's fucking that's not you is just a gift that never stops giving.
Happy Halloween, bitches.
Happy Halloween, bitches.
That's so... And I mean, that is such an example of prime dumb bitchery, how this woman, like, she was kind of like kind enough and level-headed enough to come over to your apartment to show you the facts.
She was.
And then still stood by this absolute
when
piece
I pushed him against
shit.
The wall. So what the fuck are you doing, bitch? It was truly, oh God, it's the most white trash Jerry Springer. She wasn't white, but like, it was, I got white trash Jerry Springer.
That's what I
I'm
don't
like, oh,
understand.
Oh, you want me to go back to my roots, bitch? I will.
That's what I don't understand, and that's why. And women will misinterpret it so much. Like, you know, in you know a hypothetical situation I might have been in with someone who I used to love.
Oh no,
where you're trying to get through to the new woman. It's like, girl, I'm trying to save you time and energy because that's how we're going to improve.
They don't believe it.
As a sex to be
they're like,
faster.
No, I'm better than you and I need to prove
toys.
It.
It's like you literally had a fucking vaginitis because he was fucking us together. And you know, I have a sensitive vagina. And then
yes, very
it's like
sensitive.
He lied to
clear
you
tracked.
About like not having a girlfriend still.
He made me think I was crazy. He literally told me, he's like,
this is the
Christina,
kind of
you're insane. How? Why do you're crazy? I'm like...
And I have done and I've put my money where my mouth is because I have broken up with, I mean, like, we were officially, but like, I have stopped seeing the person who I like more than any of these people because of his bad behavior towards women. And I don't
think that's
I talk
crazy.
About like gaslighting. It's not like actual like physical behavior,
right.
abuse, but still like shitty behavior. And that's why
the thing that bugs me, Corinne, yeah. about you and me is like, we're down. We're some down chicks. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, if you want to fuck somebody else, hey, that's a conversation, baby.
Yes.
I ain't gonna leave you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk it out.
Right.
Because you don't think I want to fuck other people?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We are all human beings. To be sexually monogamous is not natural to the nature of the human being. I am so fucking open to that.
I don't even want to live with you.
Not only am I open to that, you can fuck other people, tell me about it, and I'll jerk off to it.
Right.
Like,
right.
I am just here for it. And then you fucking lie? Fuck you. You're a real worm.
Like, you came in so hard, and then you're like, you're a real worm.
You're a real worm,
like a Matilda insult.
Exactly.
Wormwort.
Yeah. James and the Giant Peach insult.
Oh, God. I love James and the Giant Peach. I love that movie. Beautiful book. Beautiful movie.
Such a good book. That was like the last book I read before I got to high school, and I didn't even read any books.
Guys, I mean...
Are you spooked out yet?
How much more can we fucking give you? If you're listening to any other podcast about relationships,
go fuck yourself.
You're a dumb bitch. And you can tell them that. Okay?
Tell them Corinne and Christina said you're a dumb bitch.
You're a dumb bitch.
Tell them. Tweet it.
Oh,
tag me.
You're getting advice from a 10. Enjoy going into
situations. A hot girl ain't going to tell you the truth. An approachably attractive girl, she going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, enjoy going into situations, balls to the wall, and then having people go, ugh. Have a nice life. Guys, this has been Guys We Fuck, the anti-slut shaming podcast only on Luminary. Follow us on social media. I'm Philanthropy Gal.
I'm at Christina Hutch, K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A.
We're at Sorry About Last Night together. We're going to bring you all the shit that you need to know. There's no one else you need to stick with. And like,
everybody
people get mad at us all the
themselves.
Time because we're dropping hard facts about relationships, but we have a lot of time where we're not having sex to really reflect on things clear-headed. And the news...
Yo, you don't know how many books I've been reading because I ain't fucking.
Yeah, the news for heterosexual women is not good.
Nope, but Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, we're going to be in you November 19th to the 21st, Baltimore, Maryland, November 27th and the 28th.
We put on a damn good show, I will say that.
Yeah, we do.
All right. So, guys, come see us there. Come see us live.
Come see us anywhere.
Yeah.
Could you see us in a box? Could you see us with some cocks? Could you see us with Amanda's baby that belongs to your boyfriend? Yes, I think you can.
Could you see us with Amanda Knox?
Oh.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for your love, your support. Have a happy Halloween. Be safe. Use a condom. You know, don't be something. If you're gonna be a slutty version of something, you know, be fun. Wear a mask. Don't spread
corona
to all your fucking family members, and they'll have to start all over again for this shit. You get it. Come on.
We love
be
you.
Be a team player. Night. Bye. Guys, We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli.
Associate producer, Emily Rogers.
Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozin.
All of my life I've been having a dream about running with goblins. Demons upon me living among us, they in your apartments. There ain't a light that can find can get you to see through the fog. Walking with dead and the living that couldn't keep killers in coffins. Figure the fuck up your mind, you would think you would talk to a god. I be that nightmare, see some move, I'm right there. Can't breathe in the night air, skin so thoughts don't fight fair. I be on that headless source, I hold no adrenaline coursing. Cause psychos feel no remorse.
Life on the full moon, making some new moves. Searing your skin, devil yelling a sumo. My bitch a witch, I cook your heart in my new
life, I've been having a dream about running with goblins. Demons are part of me living among us, they in your apartments. There ain't a light that can find can get you to see through the fog. Walking with dead and the living that couldn't keep killers in coffins. Figure the fuck up your mind, you would think you would talk to a god. I be that nightmare, see some move, I'm right there. Can't breathe in the night air, skids on thoughts don't fight fair. I be on that headless source, I hold no adrenaline coursing. Cause psychos feel no remorse.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.